This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
The key to the technology industry is advancement. New products coming out all the time. Permabit has a new product called SandBlox. George Crump with us to talk about SandBlox, along with Tom Cook, the CEO of Permabit. George, SandBlox, what's so big about this product?
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, we've been talking a lot about primary storage deduplication for years almost. It feels like maybe not that long, but it seems like a long time. And it's been slow to get adopted in some segments of the market. And a lot of that has to do with more so with product iteration than it does with technology. And what SandBlox does is allow customers of name brand storage suppliers like EMC to quickly move into a environment where their primary storage is being deduplicated.
Tom, why SandBlox and why now?
I think George made a great point there. As an EMC customer that's got a significant investment in EMC products, SandBlox is an opportunity to protect that investment and really extend it into the future and make sure that EMC fiber channel SAN is a cost-effective and very important part of your infrastructure for many years to come. SandBlox immediately delivers the advantage of 6x data deduplication and compression to an environment. And that means about an 85% decrease in cost and 85% increase in effective capacity. That's a real impact. That enables the EMC customer to avoid going outside the EMC family and incur vendor sprawl, bring in new products, move workloads around. This enables an EMC customer to really stay within the EMC family and get all the protection that they're used to, as well as the cost efficiencies of deduplication and compression in their primary storage. What we've heard, and the reason that we worked on this product, was because customers really had at least one of the following three pressures. Budget pressure, meaning real IT spending limits. Second, their organizations really valued information, so they were experiencing significant data growth. And finally, storage was just starting to overtake other parts of their infrastructure spend. If you're a customer that has any of these problems, SandBlox was made to solve them and solve them very quickly.
Tom, I think those are great points. I think that, you know, what we're seeing all the time is, you know, IT budgets at best are flat. I guess there's some growth in some areas, but we now have a legitimate right to store all this data. But, you know, I think some people are going to be a little concerned about, how do I integrate this new appliance into my current infrastructure? Is it going to be hard? Am I going to have downtime? I have to like reformat drives and things like that. How's that going to work?
Great question, George. So SandBlox really is a plug and play device. It fits right into the VNX SAN fabric. And with just a couple of configurations in a very intuitive GUI, customers off and running within hours with deduplicated and compressed either LUNs or applications, depending upon their choice. The great thing about it is it can work with really any flash, hybrid, or hard disk drive device, as long as it's a fiber channel SAN, and provide great efficiencies. We think that it's a solution that really brings immediate data efficiency to EMC customers, and that's really why it's exciting, because it can enable them to achieve great efficiencies very quickly. The thing is, it can also be used selectively with workflows. Say, for example, you're looking outside of EMC and thinking about purchasing an all-flash array to address a certain workload like VDI or others. Now you can look right within the VNX product, put a LUN through the SandBlox device or a certain workflow, and only optimize that. So you only need to invoke deduplication and compression for the workloads that really, really benefit from it. That's a great advantage to other competitors in the marketplace, and it gives EMC and the VNX team a real advantage in the marketplace. Finally, data safety is of no concern with the SandBlox device because it's delivered in HA pair. We never do any caching, so data safety is still handled within the trusted EMC array, and that's a great comfort to customers. That is one of the real design features that we built into this product from the beginning.
Well, George, one thing that data center operators always are concerned about is performance. How is performance going to work with my sand. So I guess when you start looking at new products, you have to consider all that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's two parts kind of to the whole performance question too, right? I mean, I think part of it is, what's the impact of bringing in a new silo of storage? Because there's a performance impact, performance of the IT professional. Because now I got to learn a whole new tool set. I got to do new things. That gets hard. You know, if you can add this capability to your existing storage system and not have to create whole new policies and procedures and processes, that's going to save you a lot of time. At the end of the day, to your point, one of the things we don't want to do is add a shelf of all flash storage and end up with a lot worse performance. Tom, how does PermaBit deal with that and making sure that, you know, I get the most out of my investment?
So let me really address that in kind of three part and tease it apart so that we can deal with it. So first of all, I'd say the advantage of the SandBlox appliance is that it is a separate physical unit, which has its own processor and memory. That's dedicated to deduplication and compression and never fighting for resources within the VNX array for data management capabilities. That's very different than the design that competitors of VNX are using. And for that reason, they have great fluctuations in the performance of their products. Our product, on the other hand, guarantees performance at a very high level, which is faster than any competitive offering in the marketplace today. And because it's not fighting for these resources and moving into a background operation, latency doesn't vary. So you have a very predictable quality of service guarantee that SandBlox is going to deliver. What we hear from customers who are going after the high-end performance area or requiring high-end performance is predictability of latency and quality of service is vitally important. SandBlox delivers both of those. In addition, let's just talk raw performance. SandBlox is faster than competitive products, which means in front of a VNX, it can operate at the speeds of an all-flash array if VNX is augmented with flash and delivered in a hybrid format. The really interesting thing about data efficiency when you're dealing with flash and when you're dealing with caching, which is what VNX has, is you can actually improve performance by improving the efficiency of the cache. By applying deduplication to the cache, we can get more hits and a higher hit rate in the cache. And with a 15% higher hit rate, you can see a 400% improvement in performance. That is a significant real world impact, which is really, really impactful for VNX customers. And we think it puts VNX into a class that can compete with all flash arrays, hybrids, and other architectures.
George, this dedicated deduplication processing seems to be a real advantage, is it not?
Yeah, I think so. One of my favorite sayings that I kind of get away with, I don't remember who I stole it from, but, you know, you're better off delivering mediocre performance consistently than occasionally great performance. And to Tom's point, success in IT is all about predictability. And when you have a processor that is dedicated to a certain task, you're now delivering a much more predictable performance envelope than what you could have before. So, yeah, I think the predictability is really key there. So, Tom, one of the things that I see happening here with you guys is PermaBit is really starting to become a leader in data efficiency technology. Where'd you guys come from? Explain to the listeners how you guys developed this area of expertise.
Now, I'd say we actually are there. We think we're leading the industry on every vector in data efficiency, from deployments to the effectiveness of the technology. You know, we've gotten here by working at it a long, long time. We've been at this more than 10 years. We've invested a tremendous amount of energy and financial investment to get this right. And now we're arriving on the scene in a market that really values data efficiency. So, you know, now we're being sold into the marketplace by such partners as EMC and HDS. And, you know, I pinch myself sometimes, but we now have more than 10,000 units in the field with happy customers that are saving billions of dollars of investment. So we think this has been a really effective program, and we think we're only scratching the surface because less than 5% of all arrays today have data efficiency. We think over time with our technologies and others that will grow into the marketplace, it will become the way that things go. I just want to make one final point on the latency question. Less than half a millisecond predictable latency is a great thing in for many, many workloads. And you're quite right, George. That's what our customers want. That's what they expect. And it's years of experience that enable us to deliver it consistently.
Tom, you say you were asked by your OEMs to build SandBlox. Do you sell SandBlox directly to them as well?
To clarify your question, we sell SandBlox only with OEM partners to them directly for their resell and through their resell channels. And we think it's the effective way to get to market. And as an EMC customer, you can rest assured that it's a tested, approved, and compatible solution for your SAN. In the EMC case, we've tested with block devices, and we're really excited about being able to enter the market with VNX and through EMC Select, because it means that SandBlox is widely available through the EMC direct sales force as well as their VAR partners. And that means their customers are free to optimize their storage consumption and cost as best possible. So through EMC Select, we're widely available, and that means for all EMC customers, they can get access to this technology and rest assured that it's been proven with their SAN solution.
George, your thoughts on SandBlox?
Well, I think especially the SandBlox EMC umbrella really brings a real interesting wrinkle to the whole thing, right? I mean, if you're an EMC customer, and let's face it, EMC is the largest provider of storage in the enterprise today. If you're an EMC customer and you want to take advantage of all-flash arrays and deduplication and compression, your options were kind of becoming cloudy. What SandBlox does is sort of bring those back into view for you and allow you to stay with the platform you're comfortable with, but to get that performance that you were expecting from maybe a startup all-flash vendor. So it's really a good win, I think, for EMC customers.
To learn more about SandBlox, go to StorageSwiss.com. Just do a search for SandBlox. You'll find articles from us. You can also find out more by going to permabit.com. For Tom Cook, CEO of Permabit, and George Crump from Storage Switzerland, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.